All right, we'll go ahead and call the Canvas Board meeting to order here at 7:00. We'll do the pledge when we call the city order. Right now, we're just going to go over the 2018 general election results.
So, basically, just want to go over that we had 318 registered voters on Election Day. We had 17 new registrants. So we basically go by total vote out. What they go by and the county goes by is your registered voters and number of ballots cast. So we had 237 people vote at polls, 16 via absentee ballot. So we had 253 total votes cast. Turnout of 79.56%. I believe county-wise, it was around 80. I think state-wise, it was around 67. So good turnout for us. And for mayor, Rich Dick Maltz received 69 votes. Christopher Lund received 178 votes. Scott Feltman for city council received 174 votes. Eric Popular received 158. Joe Waverka, 70. Robert J. Gregonis, 25 votes. And Stephen Trevis received 48 votes, and we had one write-in, which I think in my 20-plus years is a record for write-ins. Only one. So them are the city's results that we need to canvass tonight. So if there's any questions or concerns, basically just be looking to adopt Resolution 2018-11.
Make a motion about Resolution 2018-11.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve Resolution Number 2018-11. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution passes. I will now entertain a motion to close the Canvas Board meeting.
I move to close the Canvas Board meeting.
Second. Moving seconded to close the Canvas Board meeting. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? We are adjourned from the board meeting. All right, we'll go ahead and call the city council meeting for Hamburg on November 13, 2018, to order at 7:02. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Most everybody, I think, is on the agenda, but this is the public comment time, so if anybody had anything that they wanted to say, this would be the time to do it. All right, then we'll go ahead and do the agenda review. Are there any additions, subtractions that we need to do?
No, the agenda that you have in hand should be current.
Then I look for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second. Moving seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor? Opposed? Agenda adopted. Consent agenda. If there's nothing anybody needs to pull off the consent agenda, then I look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda approved. Chief, you're up.
Engine update on that. The new one is here, not in service yet. It's functional. The meeting night, we'll go into service right after the meeting. As far as engine 12, the yellow one, the 79, we did hose testing, finished last night. Drained everything out. The bolt plugs, we're gonna park it down at the mine shed down at the park. But it is a 10-foot door, and the truck's about 10 and a half feet, so For now, we got everything drained out and the parts behind the building.
Gonna try and squeeze it in the park or no?
Well, see, once the John Michaels are on, he wasn't there, so we'll see how tight it is, if we can take some air out of the tires maybe and get it down. But it's kind of out of sight, out of mind right now, so I'm gonna look at the eyesore, but ideally we hope to get it down there. Plus we'll do ice rink. We can try. Everything is what to do with that truck. The department recommended to come to council and ask to hold it for the winter. Put it on auction in the spring. All the auctions are done for this year for the most part. And have the sale go towards the new range.
Any questions the council has in regards to the thoughts of the fire department in regards to the engine?
That'd be through the state again, sell it through the state?
That's what I suggested, that means that seemed like the easiest, cleanest.
So there's no objection, I think you go that route from that.
Gambling fund, just gonna have to run with that. Came to agreement with the relief association on Parkside. We started up in there with full tabs again. The E-tabs take a bigger bank to go, so for right now we're gonna try and get them to grow the bank up first, because we had to close everything out last month. So for now, full tabs are in, meat raffles will be starting next Wednesday, right? And then every Saturday through February. And as soon as we get tickets, we'll have a gun raffle starting here soon to boost that up. So by the time the gun raffle's gone, we'll have enough of the bank room that the E-tabs can start in again. So that'll probably be January when that starts. Okay, any more of that?
No.
Any questions, council?
The selection process, they should have been in. I think we got at least one spot this week.
Three.
Three to one.
Captain two.
Okay. So just to clarify how it works, we don't elect our officers to the department anymore. We went to selection 2 years ago, I think. So anytime there's more than one person running, we've got a board that comes together. It's fire chief, the two highest ranking officers that aren't running for a spot. There's one person in the department from 0 to 10 years, one person from 10 plus years, and then the personnel committee from the city, which would be Steve, Mayor, Ron, and Jeremy. I will get a hold of you guys then with everybody, and we'll check your data set up. We get a memory you can meet. Hopefully done by 2 weeks.
This be done by Tuesday, 27th, I think. Isn't that what the bylaws say?
Our bylaws says that recommendation before our meeting, which would be the 26th.
Yeah.
And then the recommendation to go to the department and approval on
for the 27th. Yeah.
So hopefully that will be up and running soon. Have you got add-ons if I can? Met with Jeremy, was it last week, I think, for budget? Myself and Scott, we met and went over budget for the year. We're sitting about $14,700 under budget right now. And one thing we looked at, the lights on Rescue 11 are having issues, so instead of chasing the problem, Scott got a quote to replace them. The lights on it, that's about $2,200, but see how all that truck. What? Okay, I guess you have a copy of it. Starting to understand our truck's going to be around a while, so they thought we'd get it fixed, get it up to LEDs now. That would be over the $1,000 threshold, so with that, we would need council approval to go ahead with that. The other thing, the new truck we're looking at, switching to hose, getting rubber hose. seeing as how far under budget we are. We don't know yet what it would be. I'm hoping we could wait till next meeting to get that number, but I'd wait with the salesman to see how much time we got. Right now, I'd be looking probably about $6,000 out of that to start with new holes on that truck. So that would probably be coming next meeting unless we're going to poop up to that tonight. And even with all that, we're still going to be $7,000 budget as of this month, yeah.
Is that for the new pumper?
Yeah.
Hose?
And we do have hose. It's just.
We
haven't replaced them for quite a while, so we got the money here now. But again, this all was just last night when we started talking amongst ourselves, so we still have to go through officers and department.
We don't need another quote other than this one, right?
Yeah, technically what we've done is over $1,000. We've tried to get two quotes. So I don't know if it's easy to get a second quote. And sometimes you run into those situations, you know, where it's tough, but typically over $1,000 we try to get another quote. I don't
know. Call an electrician, it's a little harder.
Mary's in West Prairie?
Yeah, I can tell you. Lights we bought from Mary, or the truck, we already bought six lights. $550 for the lights plus some trim. The series that he sold us are no longer in production as of this year. So,
yeah, so if you can do that, that'd be awesome. Then we'll go that route.
Okay.
Any questions for Chief? Anything else you have, Chief?
I just got Scott to talk pension stuff. I'll let him do that if I want to screw it up, but that's all I got for fire.
Any questions for Chief before Scott? No? All right. I'll go too far.
Keeping up. Damage a printout of our SC18 form, which is will be filed with the state. I have not put it into the state yet because of this request for a bump in our pension to $1,700, but currently at $1,600 per year service. If you look where I highlighted in the upper right corner there under 2018 and 2019, that shows the projected liabilities for the current membership. In 2019 at $358,292, the last statement we received from our retirement fund has us at $384,195. So that's still 107% funded in this number. With that being said, it also affects the city's contribution. If we remain where we are, I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of about $3,000 for the city contribution, and the subset to about $5,600 for the city's contribution. Just looking for your thoughts on whether or not you'd approve a raise to $1,700 per year of service based on still being well funded in our account, and the $5,600 for next year's payment is roughly $9,000 less than we paid this year, Jeremy. And we're not, what were we, 14-1?
Yeah, about 8,500.
Yeah, so it's $8,500, $9,000 savings regardless. Kind of just presenting you guys with the information and see what you're willing to do with them. Now this rate, the $1,700, will also be the locked in 5-year rate that will join parallels in January 1. So anybody who retires after January 1 would
get $1,700 per year, so we'll still get it done 5 years, and it goes to 1,800. So we can discuss it.
Council, any questions?
Yes, me personally, I'm good with the 1,700. I mean, sounds like we're still saving a substantial amount of money, and if it's helps you guys possibly recruit the people.
Yeah, they could help with that as well. We're always looking for people, yeah. And if you have another selling point. Most of the departments around us are about the same level.
Okay.
All of them, you know, we vary within 50 to 100 bucks of each other. Anywhere, but they make a stand up a little bit more. Para helps us stand up a little bit more, too.
Okay.
If someone were to say leave Norwood or Plato, they're both on para. So if they move here, they keep their years of service. Plato or Norwood pays the first 2 years that they were there, their life over the level. They pick up right where they were.
Okay.
Retirement stuff from us. So it's kind of a
benefit. You may
not lose everything. Switch apartment.
Start over.
Yeah. That's what happened 6 years ago.
So, oh, man.
Yeah, I had 6, 7 years on my old apartment.
Oh, wow.
Zero out of that. So you start. And then switching the pair as a gender. I bet it's not retroactive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really, man.
Yeah. Any other questions from council? Two options. We can either wait to discuss it during the budget conversation, or we can do something and act on it now if we want as well.
What's the date on the budget?
The final budget would be set December 11th.
You'll have plenty of time to go ahead.
I've got a plan in the schedule. I don't even know December. So.
Okay. Anything else for us?
That is it for me.
Okay. Any questions for Scott?
Thank you.
Thank you. Move on to the old city business. Stormwater easements for parcels 45 and 11.
Alright, so one thing I want to update council on is we met with Steve, Trebish, and Triple T Services last Thursday, discussed possible options for parcels 45028-2500 and 11.028-2010. Basically, I think we're all familiar with this situation. I think to cut it short and dry, after some discussion, it came to point and to head that the Trebish family is not willing to sell any of their land. They are only looking for easements. So after that discussion, basically what we had asked for was for permission from the Trebishes and their attorney to be able to have permission to survey the properties. So that way, if we are going to look at getting easements for them properties, we at least have those legals in place, which would be the first step. So really the only step it's kind of left us with would be the option to negotiate for an easement. And basically concerning the parcel of land, the theory is that Trebish's and their attorney feels that the deed that we have is not valid due to the area on the deed where the postmark stamp is. So they question the validity of our deed and feel that their deed is valid. So kind of two things really for discussion tonight. My biggest thing would be is if the council would approve the surveying of the parcels. So what we would like to do is survey all of that land. Basically, what we'd be looking to survey is the parcels that Steve currently owns, and then the parcel in question, which would have been the parcel Steve bought. So we'd want to survey that parcel as a whole, but also split that into the fact that if our deed's valid, where are those lines? We just, what we'd be looking now is not to have anything permanent, but to have it staked out so we can define those property boundaries to see where easements are going to need to be obtained from the city. So basically, what we got is out in front of Steve's property is we have some storm sewer that kind of runs out front his current property up to the property in question as to who has ownership. And then there's also storm sewer that runs through our property or Trevish's property, defining how you want to, whose deed's valid. And then the other thing in question is 25 feet behind that parcel, an easement will need to be obtained there too. So basically tonight, kind of what we're looking at is, like I said, in probably future meetings here, we'll have to discuss how the city wants to proceed. But for tonight, no matter how we pursue this, we will need to have them parcel staked out. So what we're looking for now is to get the okay to have a survey come out and survey all that property so we can get the legal descriptions. Chris, anything you want to add on the meeting?
No, that pretty much sums up what the conversation we have in regards to the property, as well as the meeting we had, conversation we had with Quinn afterwards as far as what our next steps from the city would be, because we have to get the land surveyed so we know what we're really dealing with. The maps hopefully are correct, but we won't know until it's actually done to determine where that pipe is actually going.
So we'd also work with our city engineer to kind of determine the location of the piping.
So what we need is a motion to move forward with the survey of the property. As Jeremy said before, regardless of whatever remedy we try to go from here, we're going to need a survey anyway.
I make a motion to survey the property.
Second.
Moved and seconded to go ahead and survey it for the properties of 45.028200 and 11.028201.
And then also define the property on the city deed from 1965.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. So go ahead and get that done. Next will be Timberline Wood Products CUP storage container.
Okay, so what we have there is, we talked about it last meeting, that basically the conditional use permit for that storage container was meant to be temporary. What we have in here in the resolution is that the variance will only apply to the temporary storage shed for Timberline Wood Products. Once the storage shed is removed from Timberline Wood Products property, the variances shall immediately expire and no longer be applicable to the buildings or the property. So I think what we have there is Councilmember Steve Trevish purchase agreement?
It's been closed.
So it's been closed on?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jake has purchased that property. Steve's brought it to my attention that they'd like to keep the storage container there. The question and concerns I have with that is, if we were to consider it, we would have to go through, you know, a conditional use permitting process all over again. But the problem I have is, I have the resident that lives next door to Timberline Wood Products, Mr. Jeffrey Tollefson, does not like that storage container there. He has called me more than 8 times probably in the past couple months.
Wasn't that email saying something he thought was on his property?
Yeah. And so the question we get into there is, I've told Mr. Tullifson if he debates that he'd have to get a survey. He's not willing to pay for a survey, but believes by going off his pins that it's a foot or two onto his yard. I've talked to Timberline. Steve's also told me that they feel it's about 3 feet off their property line. The only true way, you know, to resolve it would be to have a survey done. Typically, we're not in the business of surveying other people's properties. So, two things to consider. First thing I want to look at before I even present a second option. The first option would be looking if the city wants to even consider looking to move forward with a conditional use permit to allow that storage container to stay there with the new property owner. I mean, me personally, all the headache it's caused, and with it abutting up to residential property, and with the complaints I've gotten, that creates a lot of concern with me by keeping it there.
I've always known.
I'm kind of doing the same thing with that guy and itching motives, though.
You tried it, it caused nothing but headaches. I'm going to have headaches from here on out.
If it's not there, then the survey would be easier for either party to do that.
Right.
Unless there's other objection on the council, and that sounds like the council's in agreement that we want to go ahead and honor the CUP as it states. Since the sale has taken place, then therefore that
has to be removed.
And if they want to come back and talk about it, they can definitely get on the agenda and talk about it. But that means something.
And just to clarify, I don't know the date, but it was probably a couple weeks ago that I did send a letter to Timberline Wood Products that they would have to remove the container per the conditional use permit at the time of sale. So technically it should have been removed before the sale or at the sale.
How long, since it hasn't been moved, how long do they have until they have to make it out of there?
That's not really defined, because right now it's not in conformance to the conditional use permit. So they'd be violating the conditional use permit.
If it's so bad,
right.
Sounds like Timberline should probably move it.
They should have, yes. Right? That's how I see it. So, all I can advise is that we send them another letter. So when did the property sell?
You could ask me if it does go away, what would they rather see? Pile of junk land there or containers that go around for stuff?
Well, there will be no pile of junk there because they need a nuisance ordinance.
Well, there's junk there now already. It's got behind the container from the neighbor guy, so.
No. Then we'll address it. See that. Then we'll address that issue when the container is gone. If he's got a pile of junk there, the container's gone. If he's got a pile of junk there, then we'll address that issue and send him a notice for nuisance ordinance.
Jim said he was just like some of the other people in town, so that's his under door, and that's it. means all the rest of them go away, then that could be an advocate.
We'll see.
So why don't you go ahead and contact Timberline and have them start the process of removing it, and then we'll go from there.
Good.
We want George Street development outlawed.
So just quick update on that. Got confirmation from Lois's bank that willing to do the letter of credit. So that's good news. She did pull a grading permit, so they're just this, I guess it's fall yet. It's not winter till December 20, whatever. So they are looking to do some of the grading work yet, get the trees out and get some grading done. So just give you an update on that. That's where we are on that.
We can't go ahead with the pond board permit.
No, we cannot. No, we do not have that permit yet.
Okay. Move on to the city water tower schedule.
All right, so last Thursday, met with SEH. Kind of in the agenda is kind of what we went through, kind of everything we went through. Some of the things the city's going to have to look at, and we're going to have to consider is, do we want to do the city logo on the water tower? Colors of the water tower, the shape of the water tower. They will be coming out this week. They'll be doing testing and trying to look for a location. So if you look back out here in the corner of the property we own here, a lot of them trees will have to be removed for the placement of the tower. They'll come out, I believe they're coming out Thursday to do the pressure testing. So that way they'll be able to determine what pressure we're at and how high we need to build the tower to get at that. We're looking at 50 to 60. I think the current range we're at is low 40s. So we're trying to get in that around the mid 50s range for water pressure. So we'll have improved water pressure with that new tower. And then as we move along, they'll put some schematics together showing us the design placement and all that. But right now the things we're faced with is kind of, do we want to put the city logo on there? Colors, shape of the tower. Most do a spherical type tower now. Nobody does the rocket ship tower anymore, or they do like a jagged tower, you know, where it's like a hectagon or something of that nature. I think the sphere looks better. So them are just kind of the things we need to determine. I would say sooner the better. One thing Greg had brought up is that what he'd like to see is a two-tone color tower, bottom part of the underneath the tank and down, one color darker, hides, you know, some of the imperfections, fading paint, and all that, and then a cooler, lighter type color for the top half. So nothing earth-shattering yet, but them are kind of the things we need to look at determining what we want to do there.
Will there be pictures, samples to look at?
Yeah, they will provide us with that type stuff, yeah. They'll have they got a big schematics that they'll all put together to present to us. So I'd say right now, unless there's any objection, the biggest thing I would look at now is the logo. Do we want to just have the Hamburg logo or just Hamburg back up there like we did? And the type of tower. You know, the shape.
I think we should put a logo there. That would be nice.
Any thoughts? Just that?
I agree with that. I think we'll have a group here.
Yeah.
Any thoughts from the audience?
I could always do the 1901. It's a logo, it's fine.
Future mayor.
It'll definitely draw attention off of 525. People know that where we are.
Yep.
The style of the water tower also would have to be based on the space we have out there too, the footprint of it, right? If we didn't want to go with the...
I don't think that'll matter too much for the footprint.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
No. The only thing we have to determine is, you know, I mean, I've seen kind of pictures of the schematics of that hectagon type thing, and the round looks way better, in my opinion, just nice spherical shape versus...
We don't need to be different, I'm okay with this here.
No drunken German.
Yeah. Well, my suggestion would be is that we put the logo on and then have them draw up, you know, a spherical tower. And like I said, they'll be out this week, so hopefully at the next meeting, I'll have an idea of how tall of a tower we have to go to reach our, you know, the PSI that we want, and maybe have a drawing or two and maybe some color samples.
From the council, from direction, do you know what they have?
Other than unless there's any objections from spherical and city logo right now, I think that's what we need for now.
Any objection to that?
That's what we're doing. All right.
Then we'll move on to new city business. Mr. Maltz, want to get in the hot seat? Almost an hour ago.
No, back in May.
Oh. So Mr. Maltz here for representative from the Big Rib Jig. They are looking to see if we would like to declare the festival a city festival as we did last year or this year. Anything else you want to add to that?
I don't think we're going to change too much at this point. Trying to get a couple more things lined up, but nothing's been figured out. Maybe a baseball tournament or softball. We need to figure out some more info on if we can get enough teams. Jamie was saying that her insurance kind of depends on the amount of people that are going to be there for that type of thing.
Questions, council?
Last year we did declare it a city festival? Or is that what you said?
Correct.
And we do that for?
We just did it for a one-off. The resolution's in the packet there of what we approved. What are specifications?
What it allowed them to do is allow Parkside to go ahead and serve alcohol.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what I was forgetting. I didn't remember what it was for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that worked out well, obviously, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, other than the crowd was down, I think it was the first nice weekend in about 4 or 5 straight weekends of rain.
Yeah.
I think we got kind of a slow start on advertising and so. We just want to get a lot better jump on it this year.
That makes sense.
So the biggest thing was for them to sell off-premises.
Yeah, that's what I wasn't remembering.
Yeah.
I'm all for that if that helps them.
Okay. I mean, the reason we by declaring it that when they don't have to get a caterer's permit.
Yeah.
So that's
okay.
It's all coming back to me now.
And all the separate insurance, which really drives up the cost of everything.
Yeah, definitely. So do we need a motion to do that?
Yeah, so basically what I would do, since we have some time, I would draft up a resolution for the next meeting. It would be in the consent agenda to formally adopt it and do it by, we have to do it by resolution, so.
Okay.
Is there any objection to the resolution?
What, do you have a date, Mike, already? Is it
June
22nd, right?
I think we have the
23rd.
27. That was last
That's
year.
That was last year.
Or this year's.
Yeah.
Or this year's, yeah.
I know.
20 seconds next year. 2019, yeah. There you go.
All right. Well, unless you have anything else for it?
No, do I need to come back up?
No, I'll go on the consent next time. Anybody have any questions for Mikey? No? You get your Z's.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, then we'll move on then to 2018-2019 budget items, 2018 street improvements.
Yes, so I just kind of want to give an update on a couple of the budget items we're doing here. The roofs is looking more like be a winter project, so it may not be till the beginning of the year or end of this year. The last time I talked to the Schleter boys, the hall front steps, they should be getting done the week of the 26th. They'd be done ready, but he's waiting on special order because the railings have to be 42 inches, not 36. So that special order is, I don't know, what, 2 to 6 weeks, he said. So we're still kind of waiting on the confirmation of the delivery. He has everything else. He's just waiting on them railings. But he said he will complete that this year yet. So that's where we are on, you know, project-wise. I think all other projects have been completed. I think them are the only ones, correct? I believe that we're the roof and the steps and then the back steps because of cost got pushed into next year's budget for the hall. And then the street project, the 2018 street project of Railroad and Sophia, or sorry, Sheely, that's been completed. I'm still waiting for total engineer numbers to give you a total cost, but we were roughly, you know, even the bid from Miller's, we were $3,000 under that. So we should be, I'm hoping, $10,000 to $12,000 under budget on that project, so.
Good. Any questions? Huge cuts.
So that's all I have on 2018-2019 kind of budget items. I don't know if council has anything else they'd like to consider this year yet or look at adding into the 2019 budget, which kind of down the line here, you'll see we're looking at setting up our second meetings and our budget meetings here as we get ready and closer to the final budget. Okay, so then snowplowing contract, hoping to get them numbers, but Brad's in Florida, so I'll have them for the next meeting. And I wasn't able to get a hold of Timmy. He was out today too, but so we'll have that for next meeting. And then just kind of moving along, basically looked to hold a second meeting, November 27th. And basically at that meeting, as usual, would be the employee reviews at that time too. So basically looking to have a motion to hold a second meeting for November.
Make a motion to hold a second meeting for November 27th.
Second. Moved and seconded to hold our second city council meeting November 27th, 2018. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, on the calendar.
And then we don't have to set it now. We could set it at the December 27th, but basically then looking to have a budget workshop, just a budget workshop meeting in there, which would be the next Tuesday, December 4th. If you want to check your schedules, I can add that to the November 27th meeting. Or if you feel that works for you, it's a Tuesday night, first Tuesday night in December. Oh, that's right. You know, or we can do it Monday night, or we can do it Wednesday night, we can do it, you know, too, so, doesn't matter. So if you want to check your schedules, and then we'll set that at the November 27th meeting. And then the last thing I got for new business is that we'd look to set a public hearing to adopt the city fee schedule for 2019, and December 11th. Or if you want to do 7 o'clock, or if you want to do it before the meeting, or just earlier than normal 7 o'clock meeting time, or just tie it into the meeting at 7 o'clock.
Let's do it at the front end of the meeting like we normally do on
7 o'clock.
Okay. So I look to entertain a motion to set up a public hearing to adopt the CDP schedule 2019 at 7 o'clock, December 11th.
Make a motion to set public hearing to adopt the CDP schedule for December 11th at 7 o'clock.
Second.
So moved and seconded to set the public hearing to adopt the city fee schedule for 2019 at 7 o'clock, December 11th. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah, public hearing.
Yeah, and like I said, all that kind of is related within the budget. Same with the fee schedule, tie that into the budget. for the next meeting, and then, you know, the week after that, whatever we decide on for a budget meeting. And then the final budget meeting needs to be set at the December 11th meeting. That's when we also allow the public to have an opportunity to give their input on the 2019 final budget. Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay. Move on then to city council reports. Councilman Buckentine. Councilman Tracy. Councilman Fulton.
Yes, sir.
Councilman Trebish. Okay. The only thing I have is there's still that meeting with the city, which will be at the end of the month on the 29th, if anybody has time off to go to it. It's very beneficial. If you can make it, let Jeremy know and you can get signed up for it. And that is up in Brooklyn Park, I believe.
I believe we have to register by the 23rd, too.
Got a little bit of time, but not too much time.
So basically, I need to know by the 21st. 23rd is Thanksgiving, so.
Well. And then the other thing is, yesterday we had a regional council mayor's meeting. Former Senator Dernberger was there, and that is kind of an interesting conversation he had there. But I will be sharing, I'll send it, Todd Rapp did a presentation on election results, and there were some interesting demographic shifts that took place in the state of Minnesota. Matt, so I'll forward you the slides so you can send it out to council. Otherwise, unless we stick with the December 4th, then I will have mayors in on the December 4th. Otherwise, I can shift it to a different time.
Otherwise, I'm flexible.
I don't have anything else. Anybody else have anything else? Otherwise, I look for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moving second to adjourn the city council, Hamburg City Council meeting on November 13th at 7:47. All in favor? Opposed? You're adjourned.